Today's reading begins in Luke chapter 2, verse 39. Luke chapter 2, verse 39. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast had ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying he spoke to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. We read this passage during Sunday's sermon talking about the childhood of Jesus. So some of this might seem very familiar with you at the moment. It's interesting that Jesus at the age of 12 is showing that zeal for his father's house that you see in later in time in his ministry. But he's very interested in engaging and speaking with those that were the teachers of the law here and those that were serving at the temple. Now, as I mentioned Sunday, it was common for, you know, a 12-year-old boy in the Jewish religion to begin to learn certain things about his requirements and his service to the Lord at this age. They begin to learn about the temple and how things go on there and different participations that they begin to engage themselves in. But here he is at this age of 12 when some children are just beginning to learn these things. Of course, they've learned some at home, but this is when they're real training begins, if you could put it that way. But here he is discussing these things with these teachers, and they're amazed at his understanding and his answers. And he's there apparently for more than 3 days because the parents went a day's journey before they realized he was gone, so it must have taken a day to get back. And then they searched for him for 3 days. So he's in the temple for 5 days, 6 days, it's hard to say exactly. But he's spending all this time. And even when they're searching for him, they finally look at the temple. They find him. And his answer to them is, you know, "Didn't you know I should be in my father's house?" Now it says they didn't understand it at the time. But that reveals something to us. That even at the age of 12, yes, we see the character of Jesus shining through. The zeal for his father's house shining through. We also see the devout nature of his family as far as keeping the feasts and making the travels. We made the comment about them traveling for the census that, you know, it's not an easy thing to pick up a family and travel, especially at that time. And he would have had to travel approximately some 70 miles in order to come to Jerusalem for this feast. So again, not a quick thing. You know, think of it in terms of what we would think today, you know, taking off work, planning the trip, planning food and different things that you might take with you, planning where you're going to stay when you get there, making the travel, and then doing everything associated with the feast and then heading back. So this is not a quick and easy thing that they're going through. But you do see their devout nature that they were keeping this and they kept it each time. His response to his parents, when they arrive, considering he's saying, you know, "Didn't you know I would be in my father's house?" seems very similar to Luke chapter 8, when you get down to verse 19, his mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside desiring to see you." But he answered them, "My mother and my brother are those who hear the word of God and do it." So perhaps a little bit of a foreshadowing of that coming up at a later time. Even at the age of 12, he is seeing that the zeal for his father's house, the zeal for the mission that he is sent to earth to do, is overshadowing the family matters, the family concerns. We also see that even at the age of 12, Jesus seems to have some urgency in him about dealing with his father's business, you know, being in the temple and making these discussions. At the age of 12, he seems to be anxious to get to work, even though he's still not going to begin his ministry for another, 18 years or so. And I think that's perhaps the lesson we need to take away from it today, is a sense of urgency in our dedication and our service to God. It's too easy to put things off to tomorrow, what we need to be doing today. It's too easy to say, well, I'll get better at that later, or I'll get to doing these things later. Well, when is later? When does it ever come? When's ever a good time to set aside the things that you want to do in order to do the things that God wants you to do? Not everything we want to do is necessarily bad, sinful, but sometimes it's a matter of what's the best thing I can be doing at the moment. You know, just because something's not sinful doesn't mean that it's automatically the good thing I ought to be doing for the moment. So it's something for us to think about and pray about for today. Do I have that sense of urgency about doing the will of God in my life today? Not tomorrow, today. In essence, we must be about our Father's business, our Heavenly Father. We need to be engaging ourselves in doing the will of God in our life and to have an effect on those around us with the gospel itself. So I ask you to be in prayer about that today. Meditate on this today. Do I have that urgency? And to pray for help to develop the focus on our Heavenly Father's business that we need to be engaged in. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.